Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to this edition of the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for tuning in today. Yesterday, I owe an apology. I had crazy system issues and just could not get it going. Love the world of technology, but sometimes just got to do that to it. Anyway, this is the Cave Show with PLR. Today is Tuesday, August 24th. Thanks for hanging with us today. A lot of stuff to get into. I really want to get into the NFL, want to get into the COVID issues in the NFL more so than anything today. Some thoughts. I know there's still a preseason game to go. Some thoughts on what we've seen so far and how some coaches, in my opinion, need to make some changes to the way they think. We'll get into that as well. Heavy NFL today, very heavy NFL today. On with me, joining me in a little bit. Scheduled at 1:15, the one, the only Michael Garratt-Nuno. You know him as my BFF. He will come on and hang with us. Always great to have Mike on. Great sports personality here in the Valley of the Sun. Tomorrow, we will have a best of show. And then Thursday, we are back live at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So let's get this bad boy rolling. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 Alma School. That's locally in Chandler, on Alma School in Chandler Heights. When you get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a member, get you access to the members' lounge, get you a locker, backs up to a humidor. Your sticks will always be good. Back there is a refrigerator, a microwave, ice machine, tons of TVs, comfortable seating, everything you need. They do have all the league passes, so get back there, relax, and check it out. Now, even if you don't become a club member, there's still a lot of great areas for you to sit, relax, and enjoy your cigars. If you can't make it in, though, don't worry. Just go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. If you order early enough in the day, it will ship out the exact same day. All this happens over at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, where they do serve beer and wine to get your alcoholic beverage on. Remember, though, when you do go in, let them know R sent you. So let's go over a couple of things here. The NFL is coming, and there's a lot of COVID issues popping up. Now, all the COVID issues doesn't necessarily mean that the person that's out tested for COVID. And you can't go around the NFL and just one at a time say, did you get the vaccine? Did you get the vaccine? Did you get the vaccine? But as things happen, you start to see who has the vaccine and who doesn't, who's been vaccinated and who hasn't. Well, starting New England with Cam Newton, it's obvious Cam doesn't have or hasn't taken the vaccine. And you see this because he is away from the team because the team is saying basically protocol wasn't done. Protocol wasn't taken care of at an off-field event that he went to. Now, you're being tested every day, positive, negative, whichever. You're being tested every single day. But if you're exposed to someone who is positive, you then have to be away from the team. Now, I think if you're a second-string wide receiver, second-string even though you're needed as a starting quarterback, you are definitely needed. And I think the preseason, it really doesn't matter. Half the teams aren't even playing their guys. Half the coaches are playing as, we don't know who our starting quarterback is. Bull crap. But when the season gets going, what do you do if your starting quarterback comes in contact with someone that works at the local Walgreens who tested positive? What if they were in the same vicinity as an Uber driver? What do you do then? Now, I'm not walking around telling people, hey, you have to go get vaccinated. But what I'm saying is, what happens to the team? If you're the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots and you haven't taken a vaccine shot and it's week 13 and you're a game out of the playoffs or you're a game in the playoffs or you're tied to get into the playoffs. And now depending upon when you get or when you're around someone that says the positive, you could actually miss two games. Easily miss two games. And then if the team doesn't make the playoffs, is that on you? Is it on them? Who is that on? And like I said, I'm not saying there should be this whole you are forced to get vaccinated. And I think sometimes the people that are not vaccinated are yelling, it's your right. You do what you want. If you don't want to take it, don't take it. If you want to hold out, you hold out. They can't make you do it. And those people are 100% correct. No one can make you get vaccinated. If you're an NFL quarterback, no one can compel you to do it. In Buffalo, the same thing is going on. Cole Beasley, quarantine after exposure. We already know how he feels about the vaccine. We already know he does not want to take the needle. He's already said if he has to retire, hell, he'll retire. It came out today. Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley and Gabriel Davis will miss the next 5 days of practice after being deemed close contact of a team trainer who tested positive for COVID-19. Here's the crazy part. The trainer was vaccinated. Players had to sit out. NFL policy include more frequent testing, mass and social distancing, and team facility and during team travel for unvaccinated players. It also requires unvaccinated players to stay away from the team for 5 days if they're deemed contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Vaccinated players do not have to quarantine if they are in close contact. Now, mind you, it's 5 days if you're just close. It's longer than that if you get it, like I was saying. In the case of Cole Beasley, Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson, you have a right to say, I'm not taking that needle, jump off a bridge. It's just not going to happen. You have that right. And the people that scream, you know, I have a right, you can't infringe upon me. What you have to remember is you're not the only one with rights. Your employer has rights. And your employer can say, you're right. You don't have to. You don't have to take the needle. You don't have to get vaccinated. But I don't have to let you anywhere near our team. I don't have to employ you. I don't have to say, okay, fine. I don't care how talented you are. Come work for me. They don't have to do that. somewhere there's this misconception that just because you feel a certain way, everyone else has to too. That is not the case. There's lawsuits popping up all over the country now, now that the vaccine is FDA approved, where companies are saying, hey, you can't come in here if you're not vaccinated. And with me, it has nothing to do with whether I agree or disagree, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not saying I agree. I'm not saying I disagree. But those are simply the rules. And people have to understand that, and this goes both ways. There are people out there that scream, I have rights. I have rights. Well, you know what? So does the other side. And I hate to see someone lose their income because they don't want to do what's asked. Now, the flip side of that is I appreciate someone who's going to stick to their guns and say, look, I don't believe in this. Cole Beasley said, hey, look, I've had a great NFL career. I've done good things with my money. So if I have to step away, I have to step away. If that's the way you feel, then that's the way you feel. But people, you can't forget, the NFL is not going to lose money because of you. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to say, okay, well, we understand you don't want to get vaccinated, so we'll figure out ways to work around. No, they're going to say, 85% of these guys are vaccinated, 15% are not. I'm just throwing a number out there. We're not going to acquiesce to the 15. We're going to make it work for the 85 that's going to pay our revenue. And I love Cam Newton. I love Lamar Jackson. Cole Beasley got me plenty of fantasy points. Nothing against Cole Beasley. But the NFL is looking at this, and if we just want to be real, say, Brady's vaccinated. Mahomes is vaccinated. Rodgers is vaccinated. You get to wide receivers. Some of our better ones are vaccinated. So if we lose these three, remember, the NFL, you play with helmets. They feel everyone is replaceable. Well, if they need to leave, they need to leave. This train keeps moving. We have a guest scheduled to come on in a couple minutes. Let me squeeze this call in real quick before we go to break. Thank you for calling. Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you? I made it.
My man Lou. What's up, buddy?
All right. Yeah, well, of course, my condolences, of course, I got to send my condolences to a few fans out there because, well, we know, of course, the worst quarterback is going to the Bears. You know, he's going to play against the opening, he's going to be the start of the opening game. And the Bears fans out there, especially my brother, I'm sorry.
Oh, you lost me. Say that again now. What happened?
Well, yeah, because the opening starter for the Bears is going to be you know who.
Oh, the Red Rocket. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, when you were saying the worst quarterback in football, I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, even the Red Rocket is better than the worst quarterback.
He's one of the worst.
Yeah, that's a whole story. We'll keep talking about that. But, yeah, he looks like he's going to start no matter what. So we'll we'll see.
Andy Dalton. I hadn't messaged my brother about that. I'm like, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, that's frustrating. But that's
Yeah. What a shock.
Waiting for the inevitable. Be impatient.
Yeah. Although, how much patience is left?
Well, as a Bears fan, you got to have patience. You don't have a choice. Mm.
Yeah.
You have
Speaking
no
of
options.
Fans of patience, what about with the Bills? You know, I'm hearing a lot of, you know, we've been hearing, of course, that, you know, the Bills, you know, want to move here, they want to move there and whatnot. You know, they want to try and stay in Buffalo, but it doesn't look so good, even though I thought they had a good fan base.
They have a great fan base, and they need to figure out a way to make it work in Buffalo.
Yeah. Well, I did hear rumors a long time ago that they were thinking of Toronto.
I do not want to see the NFL in Canada. Canada has Canadian football. I do not want to see the NFL up there. Buffalo is as close as the NFL, that in Seattle, is as close to Canada they should get. And that's not disparaging. true, and I'm not disparaging the Canadian fans by any stretch, but the Buffalo Bills should never move. They do not deserve to move. Their fan base is too strong. They go by the Bills Mafia. That right there tells you what their fan base is like. They should not leave. And they're entertaining to watch. I saw three seasons ago a lady pile drive another lady through a table before a game during pregame. I've never seen any nonsense like that in my life. That team needs to stay in Buffalo.
Never? Wow.
No, I've not seen in a pregame and you got brats cooking and you got beer flowing and a lady decides this is a good time to pile drive her before the Bills game in a parking lot. You don't see that nonsense anywhere else.
Right.
So, but it's crazy. No, they need to stay there.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, my friend, I wanted to get to him before our guest. It looks like he's calling in. And so I will talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Lou.
All right, buddy. Good friend of the program, Lou, calling in. Got Michael Caratino joining us. He will be on right after we hit this commercial. Bills can't move. It can't be the Bills Mafia if it's the Toronto Mafia. Just doesn't sound right at all. KFL PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with Pierre Law."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Tuesday, August 24th. Thank you for hanging out. Joining us today, make sure you are checking us out every way you can. If you miss us live at 1, by going to thesportscave.com, hit that listen live button, no worries whatsoever. Just download Spotify, iHeartRadio. Follow us. The Cave Show is brought to you by The Sports Cave. Get alerted to when there's a new show uploaded and be ready to listen. So we are here for you every day live, as well as Spotify and iHeartRadio. So today, let's have a little bit of fun. Got my man on, big-time sports personality here in the Valley. And, of course, you know him. He's my BFF.
People, let me tell you about my man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Michael Caratenuto. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Oh, man. People only knew you were making fun of me with that, but I love it. I'll take it. I'll take it, my friend.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. You know, just enjoying some preseason this year. No, that's not sarcastic because I know you and I talked last year right before the season started, and I said for all these pro football fans that are so happy preseason's gone, didn't happen last year. I mean, understandably, obviously with the pandemic, people didn't know what it was or knew what it was, but, you know, couldn't figure out traveling, and it's no need to play preseason. But you had me on before, and within the first two, I think the end of the – before the third week, because it was just terrible football. Like, the penalties and everything, it was terrible. So enjoy some preseason football and getting ready for some college football too. And it's summertime and hopefully we're getting closer to cooler weather.
Here's why I hate preseason football. Let me go ahead and get this on. Here's why I hate preseason football. And I actually hate it more now than I did before the pandemic. because the players don't play. Like, they scrimmage now, which I think is a great idea. I wish they would tape that or show that live. Teams scrimmage teams during a week, and then they play the preseason game. Well, there's certain coaches that have an effect on the league. And these new Jack coaches, I'll call them, like out in L.A. with the Rams, they don't play guys at all in the preseason. So Sean McVay is playing none of his offensive starters at all. So if they didn't play last year because of COVID, and they're going to need a couple games before they are no longer rusty, they're still going to need a couple games before they're no longer rusty, because they just don't play. These guys don't play at all.
A lot of vets don't play, but I said this before, and anybody that's known me, my friend, I've said it to you, I know a million times. I have never, you know, unfortunately never been in the spot to make an NFL team, and when you're a late-round draft pick or an unrestricted free agent, there's only so much you can get from a team scrimmaging and practicing with another team. Like, anybody ever trying to make a team is like, oh, we don't need preseason. Now, like they have, I'm all for cutting it down to three games. That's fine. I think that the coaches and the staffs are more than capable enough of evaluating, you know, these draft picks and late-round draft picks and younger guys in three games. Absolutely. I'm all for that. So anybody ever try to make a squad, and plus, I'm not saying you don't bring up good points. You know this, but you still – can't deny the first 3 weeks of the season last year were absolute garbage.
They sucked, and they're going to suck this year because the stars
are not going to.
There's certain guys.
There we go.
There's certain guys that play no matter what. Tom Brady's going to play, and okay, let's rephrase this and let's go back. Look at the coaches and look at the guys. Arians plays his guys. Belichick plays his guys. Andy Reid plays his guys. The older coaches still say we're going to get a series, we're going to get a quarter, we're going to get under our belt, and then the third game, which is now, you know, the third game, which used to be the fourth game, you won't see anybody. I get that. But these new Jack coaches are like, the hell with that. Everybody on bubble wrap. Nobody's going to play. Now, yes, I like to see the 40th round draft pick out of Western Texas State go out and make the team. But generally, we don't see him make the team. We see him in 2 weeks working out at LA Fitness or trying to see if we want to buy some State Farm insurance. That's usually where we see him anyway, staying in shape. Hopefully he gets a call. So my point is, I flipped on a game the other day. It was New England and Philadelphia. And at this point, it's like, it's 20-something and nothing. And the guys that Philadelphia is running out there is like Stan Latinsky, Mike Bretnikoff, Ted Dubalowski. I feel like I'm back in corporate America calling a different site. Nobody knows these guys. They're going to be nowhere to be found.
Some won't. I agree with you. Yes, I mean, they have to cut down to 80 today, and then after next week's game, they pretty much go from 80 to 53. So that's going to be an insane cut, which I just don't get cutting five at a time. I could see going from 90 to 75 and then from, you know, 75 to, you know, maybe 65 and then 65 to 53, whatever. But that's how they're doing it. Yes, and I get it. There's some that you won't see, and you said they might be doing that. They might end up in Canada. They might end up in the Arena League. I get it. But what I am saying is that it is the NFL. I'd much rather see preseason because, look – to your point, too, though, throughout history, Paul, there's always been guys, even I remember in, you know, yeah, less in the, you know, late 90s, but still, after it turned to 2000, there were some guys like, I mean, Adrian Peterson, after his second season, never played a preseason game. Now, did he need to? Absolutely not, no. But I know LaDainian Tomlinson did the same thing. And, you know, yeah, you're right. The older school coaches are playing their guys. And, again, it does get the rust off. We'll see. I mean, they do less hitting anyway. We'll see how it is. But I still root for the guys trying to make the team. And you're right. There are some that I see that's like, yeah, probably not going to make it. But there's others. It's like, huh, good for this guy to get the three games. So we can agree with that. I see your point. but I'm always going to be a supporter of preseason because I'd rather have, and especially if young guys make the team and they're playing, the first week of every football season, we know there's going to be a ton of penalties because, yeah, you know, like you said, if guys haven't played preseason, high school, college, you're getting the rust off. Yeah, they may have had scrimmages, but at the same time, like, there's a ton of penalties. The first games are kind of brutal like that. But from an NFL standpoint, I watched last year, obviously, but at the same time, like I said, there were very few games, not every single game, but there were very few games in the first 3 weeks that were not annoying to watch. That's all. That's how I feel.
I hear you. And then NFL holds fans' houses. Hey, I want to buy a season ticket. You got to buy this preseason game.
I hate that too. Believe me, I hate that too.
You live in Jacksonville. Why do I have to pay a preseason to see this guy? In 3 weeks, this dude's going to be applying for a job working for me. Can't I wait to see him then? I got to see him now.
Oh, you're so terrible. You're so mean. Somebody put ketchup on your hot dog today?
I'm lying. So if you go on a Lifetime Fitness in 3 weeks, there's not two guys at the Cardinals cut trying to work out. Come on, let's be real.
I agree. I don't disagree. You can say that about every sport. And yes, I get it. I see what you're saying, but I'm still not getting rid of preseason because I'm a nerd and I like to know the guys. And some of these guys I covered, you know, I mean, there are some guys I covered playing JUCO and I saw them like playing in the league and I was like, dang, like good for them, you know. But yeah, I get it, man. Talent, cream will rise to the top, but you do bring up good points. But the season ticket part, having to buy the preseason, I'm with you. But again, it's still I don't even say evil. It's still necessary.
You know the guy that just got cut to right at like Lifetime and LA Fitness. He's the guy that walks in with the gallon of water, with the team that just cut him, chewing on a nutrition bar, and he's walking in. He's waiting to see if somebody recognizes him. You know what I'm talking about? Looking around, and he's wearing like a real tight T-shirt. So everybody can be like, oh, that dude's in shape. I wonder who he used to play for. You know the guy I'm talking about. It's not the regular water either. He pours the protein in the water. So it's like a big gallon of pink drink walking through eating his nutrition bar. You know who the hell I'm talking about. Don't play with me.
I know. I know, but you're still salty. Man, you are salty.
On the line with me. Here on the game show with PLR, my man, the one and only BFF, Michael Caratino. So let's do this. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. I want you to tell me how many games you think the Cardinals are going to win this year.
Well, I have them finishing third in the division but still making the playoffs. I think they go 11-6. I'm a Kyler Murray supporter, man. And
hold on, I don't mean the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, all right, salty Paul. I know what you mean.
I'm not salty. No. You said 11-6. I just want to make sure you weren't talking about the Cardinals in like over the next couple of weeks. You think they're going to go 11-6?
Absolutely. I have the Rams winning the division. At 13-4, I have the Niners in second at 12-5, and I have the Cardinals at 11-6. I have Seattle 10-7. But to answer your question real quick for you, Seattle, about the Cardinals is, look, I think A.J. Green's looked phenomenal in camp. I mean, I've seen some things written. I saw him at two different practices, public ones that I just went out to, and I'm telling you, like, I'm a believer. And getting Chandler Jones back – with J.J. Watt, again, J.J. Watt, everybody can say, oh, he's on the downside, whatever. J.J. Watt healthy 14 games, like, he's going to blow people up. And now you put Chandler Jones next to him. Yes, they have to get the linebackers right, but you do have Buda Baker, who, again, I just big fan of. So, look, I'm not saying it's going to be easy because that is the most just brutal division in all of football, but – I like what they did. I think the offensive line, again, I'm not going to say it's like top 10, top 5, but I could see like top 10, top 12 in the offensive line. I like the improvements. So we'll see. I mean, if they keep Kyler healthy and up just the way he plays, and look, I think he takes even a bigger step. And he stays healthy, my friend. They finished third, but they're another wild card team.
Okay, so let me go ahead. For those of you that are out there, and I'm working on an alcohol sponsor right now, but I can't condone day drinking before doing radio. I just can't condone it.
You're just salty.
So let's go through it. I wasn't even going to do this, but we got to break this down now. 11-6. So I got a pen right here. I got a little piece of paper. I had a piece of paper in front of me. You got me all discombobulated. Now I'm completely discombobulated. I was expecting something in the real world. So here we go. Let's go. I got a check mark on each side of the pad here. So let's go through the schedule. They start in Tennessee with that dude that throws linebackers off him. Like he's shedding six-year-olds trying to tackle him. Who do you have winning their first game against Tennessee?
I think Derrick Henry will have I think Derrick Henry will have a good game, a big game. I also think that Tennessee's defense, which probably be better by the end of the year, will give up points. And I think it's a battle, but I think the Cardinals win that game.
Okay, that's one for you. And I'll put that one in the loss column for me. They're home against the Vikings. We don't even have to go far. I think they'll beat the Vikings.
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
Then they go to Jacksonville. They could probably beat Jacksonville before they even get off the plane.
if Jacksonville's offensive line, with Trevor Lawrence looks like they have, you are 1,000,000% right, my friend.
Okay. Then they go to L.A. and play the Rams. I've got that a lot.
That's their first loss. Yep, that's their first loss for me.
Okay.
Well, hey, can I make this easy for you real quick? I say that.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. You're going to go down the schedule. So I was going to say they split the division game. So, okay,
so,
go ahead.
So they
lose to the Rams.
So they got the 49ers at home, so I think you're going to take that as a win then.
Yes.
Okay, I got that as a loss. Then they go to Cleveland and play. I got that as another one.
I have. I was tough on that. I was tough on that one. I think I did have that one as a loss.
That's a loss. Okay. Then they play the Texans. Good Lord. Chalk that up as a win right now.
Hey, that's in Houston, right?
No, it's here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they might be calling some of those guys from LA Fitness to win that game because they can beat them.
And then they go to Green Bay.
I have that as one of their upset wins. And I don't
upset
even know if it's
win.
Really an upset.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Right, Green Bay's defense, but go on.
Okay. Then they go to San Francisco, and if you say they're going to split division games, then that one has to be the loss, right?
That's a loss.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and then I have that as a loss. And I have that one as a loss, too. Then they go to Carolina and play the Panthers. I actually have that as a win because, unlike a lot of people, I don't think Sam Darnold's that good.
Oh, see, I think Sam Darnold's going to have a breakout year, but I just, again, I need to see. And watching their preseason game against the Ravens, yes, I know it's preseason with some of the guys, but I need to see more from their defense. But Sam Darnold got the short end of the stick, obviously, with the Jets. So I need to see more from their defense. But, yeah, the Cardinals win that game.
Okay. Then, if you're going to stick to what we're saying, you got them losing to Seattle in Seattle, right? Division, they're going to split the division,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that as a loss. You got that as a loss. Then they go to Chicago. By then, Justin Fields will be playing. I've already got that one as a loss. I'm sure you'll have that one as a win probably, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, the Chicago offensive line is just happy that Jacksonville's offensive line is in the league, Paul. So, come
okay.
on. Yeah,
right.
that's a win
then
for the Cardinals.
Then the Rams are at home. That one you would have as a win because you're going to say they split divisional games, right? Okay.
Yep.
I have that one. Believe it or not, I have that as an upset win. So I've got that one.
Okay.
Then they play the Lions in Detroit. I don't care if it's where they play the Lions. That's a win. I don't care. Then they play the Colts. The Colts have the best offensive line in the game.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Well,
I have that one as a
loss. And their defense is as nasty. Yes, that's a loss as well for me.
So then we have the Cowboys in Dallas. I say Dak will be healthy by then, so I'm going with Dallas at home.
Well, you know where I'm going there, too. Come on. Yeah, of course.
Yep. No. Okay. And then they end the season against Seattle, and I got them losing to Seattle, and then you'll have them winning against Seattle because they'll split the division. So you have them at 12-5. I have them at 6-11.
Oh, then you know what? You know what? You're right. I screwed up. I had them losing to Carolina. That was my other loss because it's on the road, and I believe in Sam. That was when I filled out the thing. You're right because I was trying to do it in my head real quick. But, yeah, I had them losing to Carolina.
No, Carolina's at home, my friend.
Oh, right. But either way, that's the game. That's the one that they
– okay.
Come on, there's always a game they blow at home. But, I did, you're right. You're right. It is here. But, yeah, when I filled out, I did have – and this was like right before the start of – like right at the start of preseason. So I had them losing to Carolina. Because it was three in the division, Carolina, Cleveland, and Dallas. Oh, no. It was three in the division.
Buffalo. Right?
Three in the
Detroit
division.
Detroit has to be one.
Yeah, Detroit.
Wait, you're talking losses.
Detroit game, yeah.
Okay. You're talking losses. Okay. Three in Detroit. One has to be the Green Bay. You can't have them beating Green Bay. In Green Bay.
No, I had the – okay, so I have them obviously losing one each to San Francisco, Seattle, and L.A. That's three. I have them losing to Indianapolis. That's four. I have them losing to Dallas.
Is that's five.
I don't know.
That's your 11-5.
Carolina. Yeah, and then you said Cleveland, right? What did I have for Cleveland?
Yeah. You had them beating Cleveland. You had them beat Cleveland.
So
you had them going 12-5. You have them 12-5. Even if you had them 11-6. Here's my point.
I do have 11.
I'm going to go back.
Okay, there's another game. There's one I'm missing in there, but either way, it's 11-6.
Which takes me
right
back to the day drinking. What team are you watching? Did you not watch? Okay, you're a preseason guy. Did you not watch the preseason game?
You just said don't take stock in preseason. You just said to everybody, who's drinking now? You can't take crazy stock in preseason.
I agree. But you know what? They're going to lose games because Cliff Kingsbury is not a pro coach. I hate stats. You know me. I'm not an analytical dude at all, right? I don't believe in analytics. But do you know the Cardinals are 32nd in motion? So basically, wherever you line up against them, they don't move. You know what that does? It's crazy. It makes them easier to defend because they don't do
absolutely
anything.
And I think that will change this year. That will change a little bit more this year. I'm just telling you, they will adjust. It won't go crazy. And plus, I believe in Kyler Murray. So I'm just saying, I believe in him, and
yeah,
I
you're
think
at a loss
that offensive
yourself.
Line. No, because I thought
you're
you were going to say something worthwhile.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I believe in him, and I'm telling you, they're going to win 11 games.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to do this right now. We got to go ahead and get this done. I say we have to bet a stick on this. We got to bet a cigar on this. So I'm not going to hold you to it. I'm not going to even hold you to 11 games because I think that's unfair. That you don't do that to a friend on the line with us here on the Cave Show is my BFF, Mike Caratunero. You don't do that to a friend. You don't stick a friend up with a sucker bet like that. So I'll go down to this. If the Cardinals don't win nine games, I owe you a cigar. But if they lose, if the record is opposite and they only go like 8-7, fewer than 9 wins, you owe me a cigar.
All right. If they go 8-9, then yeah, that's fine. But I'm just telling you. It's the Rams division. It's the Niners.
It's Seattle's division. Seattle will win that division. And I'll tell you why the Rams.
Their defense. Their offensive line is atrocious.
Yeah, and you know what? Matthew Stafford, who I've had the pleasure to watch play for the last upteen years playing against my Bears, when he doesn't have a running game, he struggles. And no matter what we say about the coach in L.A., he likes to run the ball. Cam
run
Akers
the ball.
Is out.
Yep.
He is out. So their top runner is out. And that's going to hurt them more than people think. Yes, I love their defense. Absolutely love their defense. But they're going to struggle offensively without Cam Akers. Seattle, you've been putting dirt on Seattle. I can go back. I've got receipts on this stuff. You've been putting dirt on Seattle for the last 3 years. And every year, they get resurrected again. So as long as you're throwing dirt on them, I got them winning this division.
No,
I
did it for 2 years because 3 seasons ago, I'm like, I'm all about Seattle. I love what Russell Wilson was doing. They were blocking for him. 2 years now.
You've been putting dirt on them. And they keep rising. So you're putting dirt on them again this year? I'm taking them again.
I'm putting extra ketchup on all their hot dogs because that's how terrible in your eyes they're going to be.
Listen, can you stick with me? I just got to pay a bill real quick.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Hold on. We'll be right back. With Michael Carotenuto, who's had some libations this afternoon. That's the way I like him. That's my guy here on the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies.
Talk about. Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you are checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Cave is with the K. The SportsCave.com is the website. Again, that is always with the K. Make sure you're definitely checking us out. Got some really good articles up there as penned by the Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. So definitely make sure that you are checking those out. You get me over on the Twitter directly at PLR on Sports. For those of you that don't know or that's new to the show, every Tuesday, we always come back from this break and we always let a little bit of Phyllis Hyman marinate in the background because I'm trying to hip you youngsters to what music used to sound like when it was real good music and people actually played instruments. So you know what we're about to do right now. If you listened to the show before, if you didn't, here you go. We always let the bridge get cranked. Bring it, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, only, the late, great Phyllis Hyman here on the Cave Show with PLR. That's how we get loose every Tuesday. On the line with me, my man, the one, only, Mike Carotenuto, big-time sports personality down here in the Valley. So we're going to move off the Cardinals, and I've got to ask him a couple questions here. It has to do with quarterback play and his thoughts on rookies starting. So Mike, there's been a lot going on, and it's not just rookies, it's other places too. Philadelphia, who's just a garbage fire, they've yet to announce their starting quarterback, even though we know who it's going to be. down in Jacksonville, the head coach took the job because Trevor Lawrence was coming out, and he's yet to be named the starter. In Chicago, we have a rookie quarterback who has outplayed the Red Rifle, and the Red Rifle is the starting quarterback. Out in New York, they basically said, hey, look, Zach, this is your job, man. Go do your thing. What do you think the discrepancy is between all these teams and some of them, like in New York, with the Jets saying, hey, we didn't draft this guy, this guy is on the bench, here we go, or in San Francisco where they're trying to run this con job, basically saying we are starting Jimmy G until we can find somewhere to trade him or until we can come up with a good excuse to get Trey Lance in. And then you have places like Chicago that should be starting their rookie because their line sucks and the Red Rocket couldn't get out of the way of a tomato can thrown at him. Or down in Jacksonville where you have a guy that took a job because of a guy and he won't admit that he's a starter. Strange dichotomies of all these places. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think Urban Meyer quickly is just trying to create a culture. And I get it's not college, and I heard quite a few people say that. And I thought that from the beginning. Like, he's going to create a culture. I mean, they were the worst team in the league, not by much. But record-wise, obviously, they were the worst team in the league last year. And you got to compete. And I think it's good for Trevor Lawrence. I think the line could get him killed. I think the benefit to starting Gardner Minshew, he's seen a lot. And it's not like he's not a capable NFL quarterback. But, yes, I'm with you. I mean, with Trevor Lawrence, you take him number one. Zach Wilson, I'll keep short, man. Like I said before, Sam Darnold did get the short end of the stick because Adam Gase is the worst coach ever. Yeah, thank you. I know. See, he's so terrible, I didn't want to say his name. But, no, I mean, look, Sam Darnold did get the short end of the stick.
Adam Gates?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I forgot about that, the comedy of that. Yes, that always makes me laugh. But, look, I mean, Zach Wilson, watching him at BYU and, you know, for people back east that, again, whatever, they're in bed, it's late, or even if they're playing Saturday afternoon, or like, oh, the Zach Wilson kid. Kid can make every throw. And he proved that. I mean, last year and even the year before, this kid can make the throws, most definitely. And he's going to have to scoot around. Yes, they had an injury on the O-line. I like the way Wilson's look. As for Trey Lance, I don't think he's ready either. I love his speed, and he makes some decent throws. But, I mean, look, they show Jimmy G's, you know, his one, he had a bad throw, and they show that in highlights. And, look, I'm with you. At some point, yeah, you draft him high, put him in. But Justin Fields, look, I know it's the Bills, and yes, no matter what level the Bills defense puts out there, Sean McDermott, like, they're drafting guys that are just killing people. And Justin Fields, when they broke down the one play where his helmet flew off, and then the other one, it was the same kind of shift the offensive line called out, and he's got to understand that. Like, he barely got rid of the ball. Okay, it was a completion, but the first one, he got killed. Look, I'm not starting Justin Fields, and you know my disdain for Ohio State, and their quarterbacks have been bad. I think Justin Fields is going to break that trend and be very good. But I'm telling you right now, people talk about confidence, and no, I don't think these guys are that frail. It's something that we talk about in the media, and I know I've been guilty of it sometimes, but when I stop and think about it, like, if he starts against Aaron Donald and the Rams, he's going to get killed. Like, his confidence will be blown because – they're just going to crush him. Now, I'm not saying you should put Andy Dalton for that, put Fields in week two. If Matt Nagy says he wants to take the Patrick Mahomes way and he feels that what Andy Reid did with him, and yes, I understand Andy Dalton isn't Alex Smith, but Andy Dalton can be a leader, and Andy Dalton still took a lot of trips to the playoffs even though I know they didn't win a playoff game, but in the regular season, the man has performed. That offensive line is so bad. I'm waiting. Again, I wouldn't do it before the halfway point of the season with Justin Fields. That's just me. Let him grow into it and get better. Because I tell you what, it's all about confidence, right? I mean, you can go back to David Carr. I mean, that's always a prime example for everybody. And I won't even say Ryan Leaf, who was it. But David Carr coming out of Fresno State, there wasn't a throw that kid could not make. But he went to the Texans, and he got sacked more times in half a season than Peyton Manning did in 3 years. Now, Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence could be competing for who gets sacked the most if they both start, if Fields starts. I would wait on him there. As for, like I said, Trevor Lawrence, he's a start. But I just think of those first-round guys, like Zach Wilson, obviously, they got rid of Sam Darnold, and there's really no one else behind Zach Wilson. So, he gets the reins right away, and he's going to have to be very sharp on his feet. But he's made throws, and I'm not saying he won't get crushed, but look, Chicago's O-line is barely better than Jacksonville's, if we're going to be honest. And I just think, you play some of these defenses like Buffalo and, Mike Zimmer, I mean, against Minnesota, I'm not saying Minnesota's going to be world beaters, but a Mike Zimmer defense is going to fool a lot of people and punish quarterbacks that are missing reads.
Hold on, I gotta get in because we're gonna run up against time.
Okay,
real sure. Quick. So I get you, but the one thing I do want to do is I want to stop the comparison between what happened in Kansas City and Chicago, because I think Matt Nagy is a terrible coach. To be perfectly honest with you, and here's why I say that.
Right.
In Kansas City, Alex Smith was a very capable quarterback that led them to 11 wins the year before. Before that alien started being a quarterback, and they had the best record in football the year that Mahomes was a rookie. So there's a reason why you didn't go right to Mahomes, because you were winning. You know what I mean? There's differences with that. I just have an issue with – I understand that it's preseason. I do. And I really don't put a lot of stock in preseason. We understand that. But I'm watching the Red Rocket throw one pass this last weekend that really the wide receiver went up and made a spectacular catch, catching the ball off of a defender's helmet and taking it to the house. He does not have control of this team. And I think the Bears have done something twice that you just don't do in football. Now, I made a couple calls to some guys that are friends of mine that played in the league, and what I said to them is, when a quarterback comes in, no matter who it is, do you promise them a starting job? And what they said to me is, no. There's no job that's promised, technically. Now, there are certain guys, like, you're not going to beat out, they're older. So they said, you're not going to beat out Jerry Rice. You're not going to beat out Joe Montana. You're not going to beat out Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
That you know. But every other job is up for grabs. And Andy Dalton has done nothing in his career to be guaranteed a starting job. So now they started getting into locker room. And what they said was, if Andy Dalton can't move the team and this kid comes in, and yeah, he took a hit, and that was a penalty on that hit too. He took a hit and he didn't read it right. If Andy Dalton doesn't read everything right with that line, he's crushed. He's killed because he doesn't even have the ability to get out the way. So you can, as the one guy said to me, as an ex-NFL said to me, if you look at that team, when Justin Fields comes in, look at the confidence of the team. When Red Rocket goes in, they're like, okay, let's block for this guy. He said there's a difference. And if Matt Nagy isn't careful and he doesn't read the room correctly, he's going to lose his locker room. Because these guys see who can play and who can't play. And if they deem Red Rocket can't get them there, Matt Nagy's now lost that whole locker room.
We only got a couple minutes,
but what do you think of that?
Right, no. I mean, again, he doesn't. I just think you have to do what's best for the player. And I don't think Trey Lance or Justin Fields is ready. I'm not saying Zach Wilson is fully ready, but Zach Wilson has stepped up and made plays. And again, it's not even about stepping up. I mean, they've rolled him out on the bootleg. They've kept him moving. And yes, Justin Fields can do that. So yeah, I'm with you about comparing it to Patrick Mahomes. Cause like I said, Alex Smith was there, but look, Andy Dalton, okay, maybe not guaranteed, but I would say heavily favored because look, under Marvin Lewis and those defenses, they still were competing in a very tough division then, and we're going to the playoffs. Yes, they had some stinkers. Look, I still say to this day, and it annoys Pittsburgh fans, Paul, that if Carson Palmer didn't get cheap-shotted in that first game, and that guy's blocked low and exaggerated hit, and he throws a 57-yard or a 72-yard touchdown pass on that play, but he tears his ACL, and then Pittsburgh ends up beating him in a close game. John Kitna didn't play bad. That the Bengals are right there. But that being said,
Palmer.
I just think
that's not Dalton.
Right. But my point is Andy Dalton. Well, I'm saying, you're right, for Cincinnati. But I just think Andy Dalton went to the playoffs. That's my point. He went to the playoffs, and yeah, they didn't get a win. But at the same time, in the regular season, they were very well prepared. People say defense, but I mean, he was putting up a ton of points with AJ Green. And look, I'm not saying, obviously, from a physical standpoint, he's better than Justin Fields. And just because Fields went to Ohio State, again, I won't hold that against him. I get he transferred from Georgia. I got a starting job there. But again, I just think starting him against the Rams, you're going to kill his confidence, because there is no way that defense has risen to a rookie quarterback. I think you and I agree on that one.
Yeah, well, fine. If we sacrifice him to the Rams, if that's what we want to do, then fine. Go for it. But after that, you got to get him in. Andy Dalton has not shown anything. There is nothing that he's shown. And if you want to talk playoffs and Andy Dalton, one touchdown and six interceptions, that's it?
Yeah.
His passing completion is 55%. Hell, this isn't 1970. It's not Tom. This isn't Staubach and Bradshaw. You got to complete some passes, man.
I feel you.
But listen, we're down to the last 2 minutes, my man. I appreciate you hanging with me. I've got that cigar bet, and I've got a receipt because we're on record. So
I appreciate you
hanging with me. Tell everyone your Twitter and all that good stuff and where they can find you.
Yeah, check me out at Diablos00, yes, for the Sun Devils, which we got a little spirited with the quarterbacks we didn't get to, but excited for their season. Football-wise and basketball going forward, men's and women's hoops. But, yeah, Diablo00 and getting the Believe in Pac-12 hoops, Believe in Pac-12 basketball podcast up and going again. So, yeah, check it out, and that's where you can find me, and hopefully I get to hang out with my best friend Paul and have some hot dogs with extra relish and a little bit of ketchup on them.
All right, buddy, we'll hook this up again before the season gets going. And we'll finish up after these preseason games. That's the one and only Michael Caratenuto. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
All righty. Everyone, that's it. That's a wrap. We fulfilled it all. It's always good to have Mike on with me. Check us out every day right here at The Cave Show. It's brought to you by The Sports Cave. Download Spotify and iHeartRadio. Get the new shows as they upload. So definitely stay on with us live every day at 1. Go to sportscave.com, hit the Listen Live button, and there we are. Follow us on social media at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook. Caves with the K, sportscave.com. Again, Caves with the K. Definitely check out a lot of good articles up there by Tony Capobianco, Cuban Cowboys, so definitely check those out. And you get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until tomorrow, everyone, be safe, enjoy. Take care of yourself. Duck and dodge is double out here because it is trying to get us all. As we like to say at this time, temptations bring us home. Everyone, enjoy your day. Be safe. Catch you live back on Thursday from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.